Shabbat shalom. I was once doing some professional development where I had to make an identity chart. Female, Jew, rabbi, mother, sister, daughter, wife, American, etc. You get it. After listing all the different pieces of who I was, I then had to rank them in order of importance. Is being a wife more critical to my identity than being a mother? Is being a woman more important than being a Jew? Of course, I couldn't do it. Could you? Some of the choices were easy for sure, but others were impossible. If you had the same exercise, what would be your list? What would be number one on that list? The most significant identity factor for you. I'm asking because now, in the public realm of discussion, there's actually a push to do that very exercise, but for real. A public claim was made by a prominent female leader that you can't be both a Zionist and a feminist. The two are not simpatico. To her. The insinuation is that the essence of Zionism in and of itself contradicts the values of feminism. Feminism is about supporting all women, period, end of story. But Zionism, says the thinking behind this argument, not my thinking, is fundamentally oppressive to non-Israeli women, particularly Palestinian women. These people believe Zionism is about whiteness, about occupation, and about quelching the advancement of women. If that is what you think, then yes, Zionism is of course in many ways oppositional to feminism. These accusations are stinging and hurtful and incorrect. So what is a Jew like me to do? Am I to choose Zionism or feminism? Forgive me for a couple minutes, but I'm going to talk about myself for a brief moment, and I'm going to do it to prove a larger point, I hope. You might, or you might not, be surprised to know how often my gender comes into play in my professional role. People frequently comment on my being a woman, both in positive and negative ways. Am I a real rabbi? I've been asked. By the way, I was asked that after I just officiated a wedding, so I don't know about that. If I walk into a religious function with my husband, people always assume he's the rabbi. Just 2 days ago, in this very room, my male colleagues were addressed by their title, and the other women, three of whom are your rabbis, and including me, were called ladies. Rabbi, stand here. Ladies, stand there. On the one hand, you can tell me these aren't major offenses. They probably weren't ill-intentioned anyways. On the other, this continuous gender salience reveals an insidious assumption that women are less than men. I've concluded that these comments serve to question and undermine my legitimacy and the legitimacy of women professionals in general. Are women real lawyers, real doctors, and real professors, and real politicians, and even real people? This exact type of thinking leads directly to fewer women leaders, inequivalent compensation, poor maternity leave, unacceptable healthcare options, and a strange acceptance of the disproportionate power across nearly all industries. It's not just harmless banter. So yes, I'm a feminist. Every moment of my professional life, I'm reminded why I have to be one. And you might also imagine that I'm a proud and happy Zionist. My body is here with you on the Upper West Side, but as the saying goes, my heart is in the East. Week after week, I study biblical verses about our connection to the land, our yearning for our home. I love Israel, and I know that Jews need Israel. I appreciate the safety it provides us all. I appreciate its historical necessity and our emotional and physical attachment to it. These people who wish to parse out Zionists from feminists claim that you either stand up for the rights of all women or for none. What about Israeli women? Don't they too have rights? Aren't they too in need of protection? Israeli women should be able to go to the playground with their children without fear that a terrorist is digging a tunnel beneath their feet at that very moment. You remember that not too long ago? Shouldn't Israeli women have the ability to live without having to wonder where the nearest bomb shelter is? So yes, I'm a Zionist too, a big one. But apparently, according to this new decree, I have to pick. So do you. You can't be both. I've thought about it, and I'm pretty angry about it. So I've made a decision, and I pick Jew first. I pick Zionist first. It doesn't have to be your decision, but it's mine. I pick pursuing justice, repairing the world, and coming early for study. I pick honoring my parents, visiting the sick, and engaging in deeds of compassion. I pick studying Torah, and I pick standing up and being proud that I am a living remnant of an ancient people. So what about you? I'm not being prescriptive here. I'm just asking. For most of us, I think the truth is, it's not Jew first. We tend to think of Judaism as a positive moral tradition that easily melds with our universal moral values. Our lives happen to coincide with Jewish values rather than Jewish values informing our lives. We're good people, raised with good values, but we likely don't do them because we're Jewish. We do them because they're the right thing to do, and they also happen to be Jewish. But when provocative ideas are thrust into the world, they cause us to reassess and to look more closely. What would it mean to put Judaism first for you, for an hour, for a Shabbat, for a year? What would it mean to put Judaism first, before any other aspect of your identity? How would you act or think if you experimented and placed your religion above your gender, your political leanings, your relationships? How would your life be different? Last week's Parsha was Leviticus 19, the Holiness Code, probably one of the most famous lists of mitzvot there ever has been, second only to the Ten Commandments. There are laws about the rights of the poor, about respecting your elders, caring for strangers, about fairness in business. What if you read them? What if you tried to do them? Not because you're a good person and you basically already follow all these rules, but because they are in your sacred book, because you are the living remnant of an ancient people, because you have the opportunity to carry on a specific and sacred set of practices and beliefs unique to your people. The idea that you can slice up who you are like running a roller through a pizza is preposterous. No one person is just one thing. No one person is simple. No one person is without contradiction and complication. It's what makes us interesting. It's what makes us human. But with the public flare-up of anti-Semitism and its commonly used disguise as anti-Zionism, I'm starting to wonder if it's time to think on this a little more carefully. What would it mean to you to be a Jew first? Shabbat Shalom.